You know, Betty, this second honeymoon trip has been our best vacation ever.
It's always good to get away, but it'll sure be nice to get back to the kids. But can you imagine actually winning money in Las Vegas?
Imagine quitting while we were ahead. I gotta hand it to you, Fred. That took a lot of willpower.
Greed never gets you anywhere, Pond. You just have to know when to stop. Fortunately, my judgment in these matters is pretty sensational.
Fred, I don't mean to question your sensational judgment, but didn't we take the wrong road back there?
For shame, Wilma. Since when have I ever led you wrong? Look, there's the shortcut sign again.
Better look at the map, Fred. This road looks dangerous.
Relax, Wilma, will you? The sign back there said this was a shortcut. There's nothing dangerous about it.
You heard.
I heard. They'll be sorry.
I hope you're right.
Wilma, if there's one thing I always know, it's where I'm going.
Hey, Bond, you have any idea where we are?
Nope. I'm lost too, Fred.
Oh, boy.
The last sign said there was a town up ahead. We can ask there.
Yeah. Thanks, Bond.
Don't look now, but I think our fearless leaders could use a couple of Boy Scouts and a compass.
Here come the flies right into our trap.
I hope they got plenty of cash on them.
And that they're dumb enough to fall for the phony gold mine routine.
Yeah. You go get the Dunkosaurus and the gold samples.
You girls wait here. We'll be right back with some food.
And directions, I hope.
Afternoon, folks. How's your luck today?
Not so good. We're lost.
Lost? Ain't you fellas mining up here?
Mining? Mining what?
Why, you're standing in the richest gold mining territory in the whole blame country.
Gold mining territory?
Been more fortune made up here than I got gold teeth.
Hey, that's a lot of teeth he's got there, Fred.
Yeah, and a lot of gold, too.
Of course. The big strike ain't been made yet. Reckon you all heard of the lost treasure of Sierra Madrock?
No. What is it?
Oh, the biggest darn gold mine ever was. Teller found it once and then disappeared. No one knows where, but it's around here somewhere. Oh, someone's bound to hit it soon.
Fred, you thinking what I'm thinking?
You know it, Bron. Ah, but the girls would never go for it.
Could I interest you fellas in some mining equipment?
Yahoo! Yahoo! Yip, yip! Yahoo! I struck it rich! I finally struck it rich! I'm a millionaire! Whoopee! Just look at here, Zeke. Look at them little nuggets. A simmering and a dining.
Woo-wee! Them's mighty big little nuggets.
Don't know for sure, but I think I hit the mother load.
You mean you found the lost treasure of the...
Not so loud!
Pardon me, but could we see them little nuggets?
Don't believe we've met, stranger.
Where'd you find them nuggets, old-timer?
Hangman's Gulch stream under Big V. Lots more. There'll be millions, I tell you. Well, got to be going, Zeke. Keep it under your hat, friend.
You can count on me, old-timer.
Yahoo! I'm rich. Rich, I tell you. I got millions. Giddy up, you Dunkosaurus. Let's get back to our diggings.
Come on, fellas. What's keeping you?
Just a minute, Wilma. Barney, my sensational judgment tells me we have stumbled on something big.
Yeah, looks like the chance of a lifetime, Fred.
Some of those picks and shovels and mining pans would make real nice souvenirs, don't you think so, Bon?
Why don't we buy some for Bam Bam and Pebbles, that is?
A great idea, Bon.
Now, what can I do for you, folks?
Fred, where are we going? And what is all this stuff?
Girls, we have planned a little surprise for you, something you never expected.
Come on, get along, little doggy. Get, get. Whoa, Donkosaurus, whoa! We got him nibbling at the bait, Deke.
Yes, sir. Now let's hightail it up the back road, plant the phony gold nuggets, and reel them in.
Yes, sirree! Yippee!
I don't know what's wrong, Barney. They're in Hangman's Gulch. This is the only stream.
Oh, yeah. And there's the big V. Hey, you know something, Fred? I think we were dopes.
What do you mean?
We never did see that old-timer's gold.
Yeah, I remember. He wouldn't show it to us.
The sun must have got to him. There's nothing up here but rocks, pebbles, stones, and gold.
Now, let's see that gold.
Gold? Oh, it's for real.
Yahoo!
Fred, hold it.
Hold it.
Let's play it cool, Fred. We mustn't get carried away, you know.
Yeah. You're right, Barney. Now, look. We'll go to town and buy some heavy mining equipment on the QT. Mum's the word, right, Barney?
Right, Fred.
Yeah!
Here come our prospectors. Fred! What's the matter?
It's finally happened, Wilma. The dream of my life has come true.
Fred, you got a letter from Mama. She's leaving the country.
Well, no, you can't have everything. But this is pretty good, too. Look what we found.
Oh, how pretty. Well, I guess we'll go home with some souvenirs after all, Betty.
Souvenirs?
You found what you were looking for. We can go home now, can't we?
Go home? Wilma, this is only the beginning. We got a lot of serious mining to do.
You're kidding. Just because you found a few little nuggets?
A few little nuggets? Haven't you ever heard of the lost treasure of Sierra Madrock?
No, I haven't, Fred.
Well, this is just a sample of what's on top. Once we get below, you are a rich lady. Rich, 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 rich.
Do you understand, Betty? You too are rich, 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 rich.
Wilma, they're coming unglued.
It's worse than that, Betty. They've caught gold fever. Our whole lives may be changed because of a few little pieces of glitter. Oops.
It's not glittering now, Wilma.
Just got some dirt on it. I'll shine it up again. It won't shine up. Say, you know something, Betty? This is just a rock painted gold.
Huh?
They must have been planted for the boys to find so they'd buy more mining equipment. It looks like someone's swindling our husbands.
I hope this'll teach those men of ours a lesson.
Come on, Betty. We better warn them. Oh, they just never learn, do they?
And they never listen, either.
You said a mouthful, Betty. This time, let's just keep quiet.
Not tell them what we found?
Nope. Let them find out for themselves. Maybe that'll cure them.
That's terrible. You're going to let them just dig and dig and...
What a marvelous idea.
Now, let's see. We'll need two lanterns, a barrel of TNT, some matches, half a dozen buckets, two 16-foot ladders, and then,
I don't see Barney or Fred, Wilma.
King Midas and his helper must be inside. Come on, let's take a look.
And then we'll need those Super Rocco Geiger counters, two more picks, and some rope, please.
Yes, sir. You fellas sure bringing home a heap of souvenirs.
I want to ask you two questions. First, do you weigh gold here?
Sure do.
Second, You know how to keep your mouth shut?
Sure do.
Then do both, partner. Shut up and weigh them.
Wish we could sell tickets to this. It's a shame to waste such great acting.
Ah, that's 5 pounds, or I'm a rooster's uncle.
Wowee! 5 pounds of pure gold.
Gold? Why, this is nothing but
pure gold. Where you fellas been prospecting?
Well, actually, we...
On my claim, that's where they've been prospecting. And thanks for mining my claim for me, boys. These old bones don't get around like they used to.
Hold it there, old-timer. What do you mean, your claim?
I mean, I own Hangman's Gulch. You know, under the big V, where you got that gold? Oh, thanks again, strangers. Wish I was young and strong like you fellers. Oh, but the rheumatiz has got me bad. If I hadn't a sense, I'd sell my claim and put these tired old bones out to pasture.
Yeah. You mean you'd be willing to sell your claim?
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
If I had sense and the right offer.
Hey, Fred. We got the money we won in Rock Vegas.
You mean our $300?
That's the right offer.
Oh, yes, they would.
It's a deal.
Fellers, you now own Hangman's Gulch. Good luck.
Thanks, old timer. So long.
Yeah, see you around.
Yeah, so long, suckers.
Hurry, Barney, before he changes his mind.
Yahoo!
$300 for a dried-up old simple.
Big city, here we come.
Oh, Wilma, all that money gone. We should have warned the boys.
Yes, but we didn't know those crooks were that crooked. Still and all, they're only men. Listen, Betty, I've got an idea.
Yeah, but we'll have to work fast.
Here's another one, Fred.
Sack's getting loaded already, Bart.
Oh, Fred, old buddy, we found a treasure.
Of course, Barney boy, I knew it all the time. I think we did a good day's work, huh, pal? Come on, let's get this stuff weighed.
I'm with you, partner.
Ready to hit the trail, old partner?
Sooner the better, old timer.
Come on, let's go, old partner.
Right with you, old timer.
Well, well, here's them dudes again.
It sure is.
Got some more samples to weigh.
Oh, sure. Be my guest, friend.
Thanks, pal.
Ah! 8 pounds, or I'm a dinosaur.
8 this afternoon, 5 this morning makes 13 pounds. Thanks for the use of the scale, chum. Here's a little something for your trouble. See you tomorrow.
Not if we see you first, you dumb... Hey, Zeke, how many of them phony nuggets did you plant?
About 2 pounds.
Well, I planted 3, which makes 5. So the 8 they just brung in makes 13.
Yeah. Zach, old-timer, this here's real gold.
Why, them cheating 2-timers? They bought my no-good claim and found gold on it.
Your no-good claim, that's my no-good claim, too.
It's my claim, and I'm a-getting it back.
We're partners, and if you're getting your half, I'm a-getting mine.
Round and round and round she goes while I get water up my nose.
At least you keep cool.
You know, Bond, it'll be great being rich, but we're not gonna let it change us, are we?
No, sir, Fred. We'll stay the same simple buddies we are today.
50-50 all the way.
What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours.
Right you are, Barney boy. Partners forever. You know, Barn, I feel kind of guilty about that old-timer.
Yeah, selling his million-dollar claim to us for 300 measly rocks.
What'd you do that for? I could have got him good.
Sure, and get the law on us. I got a better way.
You know, Barney, we ought to cut the old-timer in for a piece of the action.
Well, you're all hard, Fred.
Then you agree, partner?
Absolutely. How much of your piece are you going to give him?
Of my piece? What are you trying to pull off, Rubble?
Oh, nothing, Fred. I just agreed that you can give away as much of your share as you want.
Barney Rubble, you are a...
I caught you, Fred. I was just kidding.
Boy, you scared me. I thought you were starting to get greedy.
Afternoon, folks.
Well, hello, old-timer. What are you doing up here?
You won't believe this, but one of them city doctors cured me of my rheumatiz. I'm ready to work my claim again.
Well,
Oh, I know you're entitled to a profit, so I'll give you $400 to have it back.
Sorry, no sale.
$500?
Nope.
As a friend of the old-timer, I'll give you $600.
Thanks, but no thanks.
$700?
No.
Nope.
Tell you the truth, friends, I don't blame you. But all this ain't the main reason we came up here. Tell him, Zeke.
Well, it's the custom around these parts to give newcomers a scenic tour. He thought we'd show you around.
Hey, that's mighty neighborly of you.
Yeah, but we can't spare the time.
Oh, sure we can. You go ahead, Fred. I'll stay and work the claim.
Oh, you will, huh? And keep the day's profits all to yourself?
Lindstone, that's a low thing to say to a, partner.
Turn about fair play, Bart. I was just kidding. This time I caught you.
Very good, Fred. You had me there for a minute.
You know, we're getting edgy. Come on, pal. Let's go take that tour.
Okay, partner. We'll go together.
All right, you dunk-a-shore-shares.
Well, how do you like it, Barney?
nice.
At the foot of this mountain is one of our greatest tourist traps. I mean the tourist attractions. Yes, sirree, this here is the famous Emerald Grotto.
Wow!
Follow close now. You're in for a treat.
Hey, Fred, let's get out of here. I got a funny feeling.
Well, I want to see the emeralds, Bond, but don't let me stop you.
Oh, no, you don't. If you're going, I'm going.
I don't see any emeralds.
You gotta go pretty deep to find them. Just keep going.
Yeah, it'll take your eyes a while to get adjusted.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Just feel your way along the wall.
Are you there, Fred?
Sure I'm here. What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
I do not care for the tone of your voice.
And I do not care for the tone of your attitude. Barney? Barney? Are you lost, Barney?
Okay, Zach. Heave.
Barney! Fellas, what's happening? Help! Help!
Hey, Fred, this way. Over here, Fred.
Okay, Barney. Pull harder. Harder. Two near misses in a row. Sure is a coincidence.
Why are you looking at me?
Who's looking? I know you didn't mean to get out and leave me in there, but I'll forgive you anyway.
How about that?
Can't figure if you fellers have a jinx or a lucky star going for you. Come on, we got the giant falls to show you.
We've looked everywhere, Betty. Where could they have gone?
Pull up to that store. I'll ask if anyone's seen them.
Hurry, Betty. I'm beginning to worry.
They saw Fred and Barney riding out of town with those crooks.
We have to find them fast. They don't know what trouble they're in.
Ain't the Giant Falls really something, boys?
Yeah, it would be quite a view if it weren't for the company.
Oh, yeah? Well, the company could do without you, too.
You sure you fellas don't want to sell your claim?
No.
Don't see how you can stay partners. You're always trying to kill each other.
Business and pleasure are two different things. But from now on, this person and me are no longer buddies.
And that goes for this person.
And what's more, I'm not taking my eyes off him.
Are you insinuating you don't trust me, Flintstone?
Like a pussycat trusts a starving coyote.
Well, let me tell you something, you overstuffed hyena. As far as I'm concerned...
Yow!
I'm sorry I said I don't trust you, Barn. Likewise, Fred. Hang on, buddy.
That should finish him for good.
Better ride down to the bottom, just to make sure, Zeke.
Okay, Zach.
Fred, I hate to say this, but I think those two guys are trying to get us.
Don't talk, Barn. Just save your breath.
I can't hold on much longer.
Here they are, Wilma.
Fred, Barney, grab hold.
Wilma!
Freddy!
Oh, you war dears!
Now hang on tight while we pull you up. Come on, Betty.
Thank goodness we found you in time.
Fellas, listen. You're in terrible danger.
Yeah, we got the message.
Uh-oh. Here comes double trouble.
Fred, here's the claim. Sell it back to them and let's get out of here.
Sell nothing. Quit while you're ahead. They can have it. At last, got the claim and the gold is mine.
You mean ours, don't you, evil eye?
It depends on how you look at it, snake legs.
Say, pardon me, fellas. You guys have been following us, sir. Who are you, anyway?
We're the villains. What do we look like, Boy Scouts?
But I thought they were the villains.
So what? Is there a law you can't have more than two villains? Come on, evil eye.
Right with you, snake legs.
Oh, no, you don't. That's our claim, and we aim to keep it that way, you crooks.
It's funny how the promise of a little gold can make people turn into greedy monsters.
It's especially funny in this case.
We gave up a fortune and they're laughing. What's so funny?
Oh, you didn't give up a fortune, Fred. The gold you found was all there was.
Huh?
Well, you see, the first gold you found was fake, but the second gold you found was real.
We discovered you were being swindled, so we took our Rock Vegas winnings and bought 8 pounds of real gold nuggets.
Which we planted so the crooks would buy back your claim.
Only we never figured you wouldn't sell and they'd try to kill you.
Gee, Bonnie, it was those crooks all the time. And I thought it was you.
Oh, that's okay, Fred. I mean, partner. The feeling was mutual.
Boy, Wilma, if I ever go for another get-rich-quick scheme, hit me, okay?
That's right, Pebbles. You heard. You're my witness. And you too, Barney.
Yeah, who needs millions? Health, family, friends, that's all you need.
Right, Barn. The simple life is the best life. Here, Pebbles, see the pretty stones Daddy brought you? Even if it is just a rock painted gold.
Ah, Bam, Bam, Bam!
Now, Bam Bam, you little rascal, you. What are you doing with your souvenir?
Bam!
Oh, boy, is my kid strong. Look, Fred, he broke his rock in two.
Hey, Barn! Barn, look, the stone! Look how it glows where it's broken.
Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd swear that was uranium rock.
Barney, it is uranium rock!
Wilma, lock all the doors.
That's where I'm headed.
We were so busy looking for gold, we overlooked a fortune in uranium rock.
Betty, bar all the windows.
I'm doing it, Wilma.
Nobody knows it up there but us. We could make a fortune.
Yeah. Hey, let's get up there before anyone finds out.
Sorry, not this year, you're not.
Or any other. No more get-rich-quick schemes.
Health, family, friends are all you need.
The simple life is the best life. To quote a famous man with sensational judgment, quit while you're ahead.
Barney, women have the darndest way of winning arguments without arguing.
So who's complaining?